So even though the entire Avodah of Aseres Mitzvah is very special, Dirshu Hashem B'Matzah Kubei Sekarev, the Tzadikim found and they gave special affection to today, which is day 8 of Aseres Mitzvah. It's called the Day of the Yigim Amidus Arachamim. I know by my Rebbe in Stachin, there's a Sicha of Hesiris every year, Yigim Amidus Arachamim. I just want to share with you the avodah of the Yitav Lev from Sagat and grandfather of the Sami Rebbe, Zchusio Galeno. Before doing so, of course, Chazal tell us that Ezra is misaking that we should read the Teichacha before Rosh Hashanah. Of course, the point of the Teichacha is to be Ma'iras, to be Tshuva, turn to Hashem Yisbarach. But the fact of the matter is that the Teichacha, Teichacha doesn't exactly speak to everybody. It's very rare that a person walks away from the Teichacha mamish with a pachad, that he feels like if he really doesn't keep the mitzvah Torah, then terrible things are going to happen to him. Of course, we believe it to be true. But it doesn't exactly speak to us. And of course, the Gemara already tells us, Gemara Neirichin, that there's really nobody who knows how to give Teichacha anymore. I think it was Rabbi Akiva said, if I found one person who knows how to give Teichacha. Part of what that means is that the whole style of speaking to people in a way where we speak down to them, when we make them feel like they're going to be punished if they don't do what's right, if they do what's wrong. It's very old-fashioned. The Shem is always improving the world, bringing more iris into the world, or it's raising it to a much higher level than Stam Yiras HaOinish. I wish the Tzaddikim say that if a person spent his whole life in Yiras HaOinish, it would be a very shameful, very embarrassing life. Before we come back to this topic, so there was a kinship and a very strong affection which was shared between the Maram Shik and the Yitav Lev. That although they didn't see each other quite frequently, the Maram Shik considered the Yitav Lev to be a gadol of the highest order, Tzadik Hador. And they shared mutual respect for each other. The story is told here about Rav Shaul Bruch from Kashoy, that in his younger years he learned in the yeshiva of the Maram Shik. And it's an expanded maisa I saw elsewhere, how he took rishus from the Maram Shik to go to the Yitav Lev for the day of the Yigim Amidus. He describes here the avoda of the Yitav Lev beginning tonight, the Yigim Amidus. So it says that the Yitav Lev, that he walked into the Beis Medrash at midnight. And he came before the Amud and he said the entire Sefer Tehillim. After finishing Sefer Tehillim, he began to say Slichos. And when he got up to the part of Slichos of Shema Koleinu, he said a drasha. He said a pre-Shema Koleinu drasha. A drasha which lasted 3 hours and 45 minutes. And Reb Shaul would say that I learned from coming to the Yitav Lev, Lamadati Lidrei Shal Kol Yemechai Lifnei B'nei Kelchai, I learned Tata Darshan in front of the children of Hashem. This is the first drasha which I heard in the style of the Talmidei Baal Shem. What I learned is that the ikar drasha of a manhig is to be malamid tzchus and to be machapis etzos, that Hashem should be mamlitz toiv and klai Yisrael, that instead of being mechiyach b'nei Yisrael, lahepech, to turn the teichachs against HaKadosh Baruch Hu kivyachal. Like we found in the Gemara that Eliyahu was metiach tvarim klapi mala, that they have a way of making accusations against Hashem kivyachal because they know the nachas ruach that Hashem has from this, that Hashem would rather be blamed than the yidden should be blamed. It comes from a very deep understanding of avodas Hashem, of course. He said, I learned from this drasha that a tzaddik gadol and a tzaddik emes is meiser nefesh for klai Yisrael. And then when the midas adin is mesuch al Yisrael, he's makabel upon himself whatever needs to be a makabel. And he blames himself, like we know about the Naim Elimelech, that when people would come to him and they would complain about their problems, or if he wanted to give teichach to people, he would start to say about himself how he's such a terrible person. People would say, you're talking about. He said, if I would do complete tshuva, the whole world would do tshuva. So it must be because of me that everybody's doing averus. That's how he held himself. So the Yitav Lev, he cried, b'chiyos ne'ra'os v'shovros kol lev. During this drasha, he cried in a way that he broke everybody's hearts. And he would say, Ribbono shel Olam, of course he said it in Yiddish, he would say, Ma'ata reitzim Yehudim k'shayim elu. What do you want from these kasher Yidin? That the medaktik b'chol mitzvah send the ma'aseh tamid, all the ma'aseh nefesh all the time for you. And he wasn't satisfied with this. He would go on until he would be mevazen himself. And he called himself the Shafel HaNivraim, the lowest of all people in Klai Yisrael. He says that he took his beard in his hand and he turned to the people who were there and he said to them, you see these long white hairs on my beard? Not once in my life did I ever do, in my long life, did I ever do one mitzvah properly. I never learned any Torah properly. I'm full of avonos and pshaim. And then he turned to them and he said, so you're probably wondering how somebody like me, who's such a rasha, can come up and start to give teichacha like this. How am I to give a drasha like this? Who am I? So he said like this. He says, Be'emes, it's true. I'm a big chayte. But adrabah, because I'm such a big chayte, I can give teichacha to everybody. And everybody will be mekabelit. Because if somebody who's a tzam, a big tzaddik, comes up here and starts to give teichachah, they can say to him, you don't know anything about tam chet. And you were never taught tam chet b'yamecha. But for me, that I know exactly what it means, tam chet, who's better than me than to be able to come up here and to give you, to be mezayis you in tshuva? There's a continuation of the avoid of Yitav Lev, which we'll come back to in Hashem. But there's a word here from Rabbunim. The Rabbunim, he quotes his father, who himself was a big tzaddik. He was a magid. He said, "Pshan pasuk alam da faishim derachecha." David Melech says, "I will teach those who are paishim your ways." V'chatayim elecha yashuvu, and the chaitim will do tshuva. So he touched the pasuk like this. Alam defaishim drachecha. I will teach those who are paishim your ways of tshuva. David HaMelech says. And David HaMelech says, why am I the one who's most befitting to teach people to do tshuva? Because I myself, David HaMelech, am a chayte. And I myself am about tshuva. So he says here that those who are best fit to be ma'ir people in tshuva are people who are themselves bali tshuva. And then he says, v'chatay melech yeshuva, and then those people who have become bali tshuva from the bali tshuva will go ahead and make more people bali tshuva. And you see it mamish b'zman hazeh, that usually the people who are the best makarvim in the world are the people who were once very, very far away. And it's like a slingshot, that the farther you pull it back, the farther you send it. From some of the best people who are doing kirov in the world today are people who they were off the derech mamish lagamre. But when they come back and they see the MS, they attach themselves to the MS in such a way, and people see them, and they're able to do amazing things. So Be'emes, the Gemara tells us, B'makom she'bal tshuva imdim ein tzaddik gemor michal l'amay. That there's a place where called the Baal Tshuva imdim, which even tzaddikim can't stand. And the Gemara tells us also that there's a place where the tzaddikim gemorim stand, which even Baal Tshuva can't stand. So it would seem that there's an allusion here to the two ways of being mechiyach, two ways of teichacha, which are a step up above the older way of the Yirsa Einish, of speaking down to people. But the Shulchan Kaddish teaches the pasuk, "Haychech techiach es amisacha v'lo sisa v'lav chet." He says, when you give teichacha, "Lo sisa v'lav chet," don't hang the chet over the people. Don't make them think that the chet is higher than them. To make them feel that they're higher than the chet, that they can raise themselves up. They're inherently higher than chet. You have some people that even just to see their faces causes people to do tshuva. Like the Sam Rebbe's Chassid Ganavino. Everyone's told me that he saw this himself. When the Sam Rebbe would come into the shul Friday night, people would line up, the women would be from the bleachers to see the Sam Rebbe walking into that thing. And when he would walk in, he didn't do anything. He just walked in on Friday night. He said people would start to cry left and right. He said he saw this. He said that people would mamash just to see the face of the tzaddik, and he came on Friday night to daven. He said people into tears. I met a yid in Queens. I used to give a shiur Thursday mornings at the Young Israel of Kew Garden Hills. And there's a yid, I hope he's well. It's been a few years since I've seen him. He was an older chever, retired chever. He would probably be classified nowadays as a modern Orthodox yid. He told me that when he was young, his father took him, when he was a child, to go see the avodah of the Satmar Rebbe by the Hashanahs. And that was the time of the year by the Hashanahs, by the Satmar Rebbe. It was from the biggest, almost the biggest days of the year by him. Avodah which took all day. Shans. He said, I remember as a kid, he said, my father took me and we were standing in the room and the Sama Rebbe was making his akafas. And the Sama Rebbe passed by me and I looked at him and I had a direct look at the Sama Rebbe. He said, this is Bali Guzma. His name is Bali Guzma. He said, we came up as Elashim. He says, I looked at his face. And when you looked at his face, you saw God. Saw God. He said, I knew at that time when I saw the face of the Rebbe that there's a Boyer Elam in this world. He wasn't human. He wasn't a human. He was something which was not human. You can't explain it. He says, it left such a Roshan in me. This must have been like he's in his 80s. It's probably 80 years. I don't know. Samra was in America 80 years ago. He says, I remember it so vividly. The face of the Samra Rebbe. I could still see his image. The godliness on his face was not from this world. So the Satmar Rebbe was mamish kaddish merechem. Kaddish merechem. The Rebbe just told me a story recently that he said that his father, the Kedushas Yontiv, he said that he knew that he had a child which is very special. He said that there was once a guest, I forget who it was, who came to visit the Kedushas Yontiv, and he said, he was looking in the cradle and he saw the Satmar Rebbe there. And he says, oh, you want to see something special about this baby? So he said that he touched his head. He made like a little tickle on his head. And he says that the Satmar Rebbe, as a baby in the cradle, he says that when he wanted to scratch his head, he says he took his sleeve and he would scratch his head because he didn't want to use his hands to be Matami's hands on the top of his head. He'd go like this. Every time he needed to scratch his head, he would use his sleeve. This is when he was as a baby. He was Mamash Kodesh Merecha. And then you have some people that not exactly like that. You don't have to say that they're mamish kadosh mirechem, and when you see them, they're mamish, their face is shining like the sun. You have some people, though, that when they give teichacha, they cry about themselves, and they feel like they're mamish nobodies. And everybody who looks at them says, you see, this is a very great person. But you see that the way that they hold themselves, that they carry themselves, whether they speak about themselves, that they come with such anava, that just to see such a person, just to witness such a sight, is in itself an amazing thing, to behold such a thing. And this is really two madrigas in Teichacha. The first one is called Makom Shel Tzadikim Gemurim Omdim. That sometimes you see a Tzadik Gomer and you see the face of the Tzadik Gomer, and that in itself is the biggest Teichacha. Like Rabbi Nachman says, as Zohar Kodesh says, the face of the Tzadik is like a mirror. And sometimes when you see the face of the Tzadik, you see yourself in the face of the Tzadik, and then you see yourself up against that face and you say to yourself, Mom, it's such a busha that a face can look like that and have a face which looks like this. It's a techa to see the face of the tzaddik. Then you have the techa which is called the makum shabali tshuva imdim, but the tzaddik gomer can't stand. Which means to say that the way that the tzaddik speaks about himself, that he carries himself with such a shiflus, with such an anova, that in itself, just to see such a person as a techa. I know such people. That the way that you observe them and the way that they speak and the way they conduct themselves, you see that there's a lukus on such a person just from that. That you see that they carry themselves with that with the feeling that there's a rosh hashanah around them every second. But really, the Zohar Kaddish tells us that Mashiach will come. He'll come in order to be ma'ir even tzaddik and gemurim to do tshuva. That even a tzaddik should do tshuva. It's a big chiddush because we think that tshuva was made for Rishayim. Zohar says that tshuva was made for tzaddikim. That tzaddikim should do tshuva. It's a big sugi in Chassidus what that means, that a tzaddik should do tshuva. Rav Bunim has a taich. This is a beautiful pshat in the Halalukas, which we say in davening. We say, Hashem zaykif kefufim, Hashem is matir asurim, right? Hashem is pakeach ivrim, Hashem is shayim as gerim, and Hashem is oyev tzaddikim. So this doesn't seem to fit into the list, right? Everything is about how to be merapi people. Somebody who can't see should be able to see. Somebody who can't walk should be able to walk. Right? What does it mean Hashem is ayib tzaddikim? So he says that many times a tzaddik, he serves Hashem with a mara shchayra. That they serve Hashem in a way which is like, you know, Hashem has a scorecard. And the tzaddik really doesn't know how Hashem wants to be served. So Hashem's going to bring refuah to a tzaddik, that when he shows him his love, when he shows the tzaddik how much he loves him, it'll cause the tzaddik to do tshuva. And the tzaddik will know how to serve Hashem properly. That's called Hashem is ayiv tzaddikim. That's also a problem. Tzaddikim also have big problems. The Chazir from Lublin said that I prefer more a Rasha who knows he's a Rasha than a tzaddik who knows he's a tzaddik. It's a sugi in Chassidus what that means. But the inyan that a tzaddik should be tshuva means that even a person who's kadosh merechem and his face is shining like the sun, and even a person like that he should also be about tshuva. That he should be able to stand in a place where tzaddikim stand and bali tshuva stand. Like you see here from the Yitav Leif. Everybody knows the Yitav Leif. And just to see the face of the Yitav Leif, mama's shining like the sun. It's mamash tzaddik gomer, the Yitav Leif. The fact that the Yitav Leif can get up there and to give techecha and to say to anybody, there's nobody better than me to give you techecha because I'm the biggest paisheya. This is somebody who's able to combine the inyan of a tzaddik gomer, the madrig of tzaddik and gomer, the techecha that a tzaddik gomer gives just by seeing his face, but the madrig of techecha which comes from Baal Tshuva, that he's able to make himself into a nothing, and everybody knows he's mamish the biggest. And really, these two nekudas of the makam shabali tshuva imdim and the makam shal tzaddik and gomer, our Imdim is Keneged Rosh Hashanah Yom Kippur. Rosh Hashanah is the day that Tzaddikim are Nechtavim, V'Nechtamim, L'Chaim. That's called the Makom Shel Tzaddikim Imdim. The place of Tzaddikim is called Rosh Hashanah. Of course, Yom Kippurim is the day of Bali Tshuva, that Hashem gives an extension to Bali Tshuva until comes Yom Kippurim. That's called the Makom Shel Bali Tshuva Imdim by. But what's interesting is that the day of Tshuva, which was the day that the Kohen Gadol did his Avodah, was Yom Kippurim, not Rosh Hashanah. And it says about that day that when the Kohen Gadol came out of the Kodesh Kodshim, it says that the face of the Kohen Gadol was Mamish Marikoyin, it was Kipnei HaShemesh. We sing a whole pizmon about that on Yom Kippurim. But the inyan is that when the Kohen came out on Yom Kippurim, which is the day that the Makam Shel Baalei Tshuva Omdim, and he showed a face of Teichacha, which is the place of the Makam Shel Tzadikim Gemurim Omdim. And when he did his Avodah Lifnei VeLifnim, of course he did it with complete bitul mamish. This is the whole secret of Ketairis, what that means, Ketairis, the Hizbalus, the Mizbeach Hazav. Lifnei VeLifnim, the mamish ayin, it says, V'chol Adam lo yivoy almayid. That only person who was not an Adam is allowed to go into the almayid. But complete his spotless and bitul. And to prepare himself that he was felt like the lowest person in Klai Yisrael when he would go in. For 8 days, how he prepared himself. So the fact that the Marikoyin, which is the Teich of the face of the Tzaddik, coincided in Yom Kippur, was a place of the Inyan of the Zohar says that the point of Mashiach is that even Tzaddikim Gemurim should become Baalei Tshuva. That's that Yichud. That's really the reason why when we read Teichacha and we read about all the bad things that are going to happen, this is Bechlau from the things of which, of course, B'derech Segula helps a lot, but everybody needs to be true to themselves. When you read the Teichacha, you don't walk out of there mamish tzitzering like, you know, you're afraid of the din on Rosh Hashanah because you read the Teichacha on Parshas Kisava. But when you go to a tzaddik, and this is why by tzaddikim they were makbid on Rosh Hashanah, you be by a tzaddik on Rosh Hashanah. You should see the avoid of the tzaddik, you should see the face of the tzaddik, because that's called the Teichacha from the face of the tzaddik on Rosh Hashanah. That the bigger Teichacha that a Yid gets than really hearing the Teichacha itself is to be by a tzaddik on Rosh Hashanah and see how he does his avoid that. It continues on here. I'll just finish the Maisa with the Yitav Leif. It says that the Yitav Leif, after this Joshua, he finished Slichos, he davened Shachris, and he was the Chazin. And it says that this Reb Shaul said that he made it his business to stand by the Yitav Leiv and to hear his whole Avodah as much as possible. And from the beginning of the Avodah to the end of the Avodah, he stood standing next to the Yitav Leiv for 17 hours straight. From the beginning of Chatzos Laila to saying all of Tehillim, to the Slichos, to the Joshua and Shacharis, 17 hours. He says that after Shemona Esrei, he took 3 steps back, and because I was standing behind him, I jumped to the side. And he says that the Yitav Leiv groaned at me, and he gave me a Shalom Aleichem. And he asked where I'm from. I said, I come from Chust. He says, oh, from Chust, do you know Chaim, the son of Rav Moshe Aryeh? Says here who he was. So he says, yeah, I know who he is. He didn't come. So the Yitav Leiv said to him, you know, why didn't he come? Lama lo bai Chaim? Why didn't Chaim come? I said, I don't know. So he asked me again, this time with more taikef. He said, why didn't he come? So he says, Nifhalti Ma'ayda, became very scared. I didn't know what to say to him. And then the next time, he started screaming at me, tell me right now, why didn't he come? He says, my neshama almost left me from the pachad I had. Man, this is after 17 hours of listening to this to the tzaddik's avoda. So I almost started to cry. So the Yitav Leiv said like this, you know why he didn't come? I'll tell you why he didn't come. Because he knows me. And the reason why you came is because you don't know me. But as soon as you start to know who I really am, you're not going to come anymore either. And then he took 3 steps forward from Shemona Esrei, and he started doing Chazar HaShatz. So afterwards it says here that he continued his Avodah. He said what's called the Seder HaKarbanos of the Shalosh Esrei Midos. He davened Mincha, and then it started to get late. And the Bachrim came to be Mekabel Birchas Peda before they were going to go back. And he showed them tremendous Abba and Chiva. And he asked about the Maram Shik, how is he? And he gave us a bracha of Gemar Chasim Mateva. And he told them, go back to your Rebbe, the Maram Shik, and tell him in my name that I give him a Gemar Chasim Mateva and a Simchas Yontif. And you should tell him who I really am, like you heard in the Joshua today. You should tell him who I really am. But your Rebbe, the Maram Shik, He's be'emes and ish kadosh v'tahar. And tell your Rebbe, he said, that if he really wants to be a good neighbor, a shachin toiv, he should daven to Hashem that he should send me hihurei tshuva, and then he'll be a shachin toiv. This is the Yitzhak Leif. There's other maises I saw from him also about. She used to cry the night of Kol Nidre. He would cry to the Olam. He said, I'm the biggest Russia in the world. This is speaking in front of a mamash at Gansa Olam, thousands of people. He said, I'm the biggest Russia. I don't know why anybody's here. I'm such a Russia. Halavaya Shadi Tshuva. So one person can look at such a thing and say, this man's crazy. It's crazy. But a person who has a hergesh for a real avoid of a tzaddikim, it wasn't a game. Tzaddik doesn't make things up. He mamish feels like he's a nobody. And this is one of the, I heard from my Rebbe, this is mamish one of the chayk, it's like a chayk paraduma. How it is that a tzaddik, who's the tzaddik side emes, is able to feel like he's the biggest rush in the world. It makes no sense to us. Right? Like he doesn't know reality, he doesn't know that this person didn't put on tefillin today, and he thinks that he's a bigger tzaddik than me. How is such a thing possible? He says, really you can give hasber, my Rebbe said, but at the end of the day, it's better to say it's a chayk. It's hard to be masber, such an anova, such is kemat yefshe lahasber. You can give hasberim, but it's like chukas par. It's like chukas par. But anybody who has a hergesh for tzaddikim and a hergesh in Avodas Hashem, to witness such a thing is mamash, this is the biggest teichach in the whole world. But what one person thinks is a craziness, another person sees this as from mamash, the biggest galus. It takes mamash so much from that. To learn from tzaddiki emes and derech in Avodas Hashem. So tonight, the whole day of Yud Gimel Midas Rachamim is a day of Hisiris. They are beseeching Hashem Yisbarach that if we feel that we haven't been zeichet to tshuva yet, that He should send us Yehurei tshuva. That we should come to Yom Kippurim. Like it says about the Belzer Rebbe, that when they would come in Kol Nidre night and other tzaddikim, they would say, Be'ez upon Him, with what face have we given to see the King? L'chashem atztaka v'lana b'ayshes upon Him. When they would say those words when they came in Kol Nidre night, the whole place would start to cry. Just to hear the words from the tzaddik. And they sent it with a sincerity. They would come up for the Kol Nidre Joshua and turn to the Aron Kodesh and they would say to Hashem, oh, with what face? And the whole place would start to tear. The words from the Ish Kodesh, Mamash Yotzi Mipi, Kohen Gadol V'Kedusha V'Tahara, such a thing. Where do we find this? We need Siyata D'Shemayah to be able to seek out those tzaddikim and to have a discussion to such people. But most importantly, to beseech the Ribbono Shelem, we should be Zeicha. If you haven't been Zeicha yet, to afil one here her tshuva be'emes. That as the Yom HaKadosh approaches, to be able to be Zeicha to tshuva. And Hashem be'emes wants us to do tshuva. The main thing is to be mispala, to ask others to be mispala, have tzaddikim be mispala for us, but to turn to Hashem Yisbarach. With the sincerity, we should be taka Zeicha. That you have a shlema, all the tefillah should be niskabel, and to be zeichet to the rachamim, to see the day of the HaKadosh Baruch Hu, we meshev tzaddikim, b'tshuva, the benyanim b'tshuva, the rishoyim b'tshuva, we should be zeichet to be amongst them, and to be kabel, the face of that teich, the marakayim, we be as goyal tzarek, we have a main woman. Amen.